people in Scotland will vote on whether to break away from the United Kingdom and become independent. The campaign over independence has raised a lot of questions. Nobody agrees if an independent Scotland would keep the pound, or remain in the European Union, or even keep using the BBC. And then there's the question of what would happen to the UK's nuclear weapons, which are kept on submarines based in Scotland. NPR's Ari Shapiro paid a visit.
I'm standing on a hillside in western Scotland overlooking a naval base called Faslane Naval Base. This is the largest military facility in Scotland. But there are real questions about what its future will be if Scotland goes independent. What will happen to the nuclear weapons that are housed here, and what will happen to the more than 6,000 people who work on the base?
It is a big factor. There's lots of jobs that are connected to the community. My husband works for the base.
Laura Eady is a nurse in the town of Helensburgh. She's worried that her husband and his colleagues at the submarine base might lose their jobs if Scotland goes independent. But that's not enough to make her vote for unity.
I'm voting yes, so that's a contentious issue in the House.
So yes voters can stay married to no voters.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens.
The broad issue of nuclear weapons has been a big part of this campaign. Here in Helensburgh, it's personal. The Scottish National Party, which is leading the independence movement, wants a nuclear-free Scotland. And England says it won't leave the UK's nuclear arsenal in what would be a foreign country. So the fate of Faslane Naval Base and the community of Helensburgh is yet another question mark leading into the vote here.
How are you?
Stuart Noble.
Very nice to meet you.
Stuart Noble has lived in Helensburgh for about 60 years. He's chairman of the local community heritage trust and treasurer of the town council. He says houses aren't selling like they used to. Everything seems to be in limbo.
There is a rumor, which you may have heard, that naval personnel, officers who might have bought houses in the town, have been advised not to do so until the referendum has taken place. This rumour is denied by the senior people at Faslane, but nevertheless, if that word is going round, whether it's true or not, it may be causing house buyers to think.
Officials at Faslane declined our request to visit the naval base and interview a spokesman.
Well, we're really going into unknown territory here.
James Duval is with the Chatham House Royal Institute for International Affairs in London. He says the logistics of moving Britain's nuclear weapons out of Scotland would be almost overwhelming.
It would take a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of money. It would be a political, big political issue as well. So it's not a simple thing. Building a new nuclear submarine facility in Britain would take a long time and would be very expensive.
The U.S. has expressed concern about the future of Faslane Naval Base, and it's all anyone's talking about in Helensburgh. Joe Callahan runs a traditional family butcher shop on the main street. In his blood-stained white apron, he sells haggis, black pudding, and other Scottish treats.
And again, I get back to you've had peace for 300 years here. Why do we want to upset the apple cart?
One of his regular customers walks into the store, Pat McGinley.
I would vote yes for independence.
Suddenly, Butcher Joe comes out from behind the counter, one hand raised high above his head. He's menacing his friend with a meat cleaver. In the other hand, he has a gift of raw haggis sausages, carrots and sticks in the debate over Scottish independence. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.